pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
It's Gary Taggy calling signals after a 67-yard march.
Wiley stands at his own 24, waits for the snap. Rogers deep for Nebraska. Here's Wiley's kick. It's high. It holds up there. Rogers takes the ball at the 30. He's hit and got away. Back up the field to the 35, to the 40. He's at the 45.
Calling the count, he turns, tips her off to Rozier. Rozier turns, he's running back around field. He's trying to get away. He's looking for blockers. He turns upfield. He's going to run a touchdown. Touchdown!
To the yard, snap with Tommy, and they give him the trap play, and it's Schlesinger inside the five, and there for the touchdown. He's got the touchdown. It's the touchdown for Corey Schlesinger, and Nebraska takes the lead. It is history.
Welcome to the Doug and Danny Show, a Friday edition, the day before the 2008 spring game. And I guess we're all insane. Over 81,000 expected at Memorial Stadium tomorrow for the 1 o'clock kickoff. If you happen to be one of the folks that aren't going to the game, of course, you can catch it on our sister stations, 1230 AM KHAS or 94.5 FM The Breeze. Nebraska is ready to go for the spring game. Will the fans be fulfilled with what they are expecting tomorrow? Good morning. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Douglas, what part of the spring? Is there one position that you care to watch tomorrow? Is there one thing that you're looking for?
No.
No.
No, there's not. I mean, we're still a long ways away. And again, Bo Pelini can say we expect to win every game, which is good. Reality is Nebraska is not in a position to win every game right now with the competition that they're facing. It'll be, I guess the interesting thing will be how much talent is there actually on this football team? I don't know that everybody is going to be, especially in the media locally, I would think, statewide, I'm referring to as local instead of national, they've got to be a little more drawn back because last year, pretty much everybody had high expectations of what this football team could do about winning the Big 12 possibly and going to a BCS bowl game. And, of course, it was totally the opposite of that. Some people can say it's the coaching, but obviously some of it had to be the talent. I mean, a lot of it up front on the defense had to be some of the talent. There'll be some new faces up there. What was recruited by Bill Callahan's staff and what can Bo Pelini's staff do with that talent? I think that will be the one thing I want to look at. I don't think that can be answered in the spring game tomorrow.
You're looking at the overall picture then and not just zeroing in. I would look at the linebacker core especially because you return no one. All those guys have moved on. There were four of them. You know, we go down Octavian, Rude, McKeon, who arguably didn't play last year, and Brandenburg, all gone. How those guys step in. Now, you've got some people coming in the summer, some recruits, Sean Fisher, a Will Compton, the list goes on, Alonzo Whaley, even throw in Micah Krickmeyer, you know, somebody that Tom Osborne stepped up and got to come here. You know, those players vying for playing time, it looks to be very, very, well, no depth. I don't even think you call it lack of depth right now, but to see how those guys are coming along, obviously Cody Glenn's going to have a lot of eyes on him, but to see Philip Dillard, how he's playing, LaTravis Washington. Now, our friend Steven Sipple tells me LaTravis Washington, he should just walk out to midfield with his shirt off, and everybody would do an off for 20 minutes because he's just an incredible specimen. He looks like he should be playing on Sundays.
Does that mean he can play football?
Well, that's yet to be seen.
All right.
That's yet to be seen. But, you know, everybody that has saw LaTravis Washington said the kid looks like he should be playing on Sundays. Just the physicality and, well, the ab work he's put in, much like me, the crunches. But he you know, let's see if he can get it done on the field. The linebacker position is key. You return some of those guys up front that have some playing time. The linebackers return zero. The secondary, you can say what you want of who you lost, but you still got Murillo. You still got Asante coming back. So I think you got the majority of your talent back in that secondary.
But what I mean, no matter what happens after the game tomorrow, if you see somebody perform well, it will be, yeah, we saw that in spring, still a long way to go. If somebody did not perform well, well, we still have some openings there, and we know that we're young there, and we still have to work. I mean, no matter what, it's going to go summer and fall for this team. You have to have the talent because Bo Pelini now is into the X's and O's. It's into execution. It's not into, are you the number one, number two, number three? It's, can you go out and do what we want you to do? And I think maybe that's another thing I want to see tomorrow. How different will the football team be look-wise, offensive-wise what they run, defensive-wise what they run, than what we've seen the last 5 years?
Well, offensively, from everything they've said, that shotgun formation, a great article, I believe yesterday in the paper, and again today, Brian Christopherson from Lincoln Journal Star, saying about Joe Gans and how they're going to implement more of the zone reads. So when you go into the shotgun formation, it's not automatically a drop-back pass where everybody can bring up that safety and that other cornerback, and they automatically go into press coverage and whatnot. You know, they're going to do some option. They're going to implement some things like that. And I think, you know, Joe Gans is one of those guys that wants to stick his nose into it. He liked the Colorado game. Calls that one of the funnest games he played in. He was getting hit a lot, and I'm not sure that's what you want. Well, we're going to see how far the drop-off is between him and the number two quarterbacks as well.
Yeah, okay. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. That's the phone number for the show. You can email us anytime, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll check out the Dent Popper inbox. Going to talk a variety of things today. We're going to talk, of course, a little bit more about the spring game, but we're also going to catch up with Hastings College baseball coach Jim Bovey. We're also going to talk a little Fauner Park and horse racing with Steve Anderson, track announcer from Fauner Park. We've been talking some racing. We just haven't caught up with Steve for a while, and I think we're going to be busy talking with Steve over the next 3 weeks with what's going on now, the Bosselman coming up next week, then, of course, the Kentucky Derby and the final week of horse racing. So we're down to 3 weekends to go over at Fauner Park, and looks like some nice weather going to be this weekend. So whatever you're doing, hopefully you can enjoy a little bit of racing as well over the next 3 weekends.
I'm just glad when they put the forecast up, they don't have that windy deal below it. That's a little bit reassuring from what it has been the last 10 days.
Well, that's exactly right, and hopefully we don't see quite as much win, but it's still going to be there in the forecast. 1-888-455-ESPN.
Here's Jay from Kearney, guys.
Jay, good morning. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's on your mind?
With the music that you guys had on in the background, it's off of Rudy, I know that, but it just makes you get into the football sense a little bit. You know, the Rudy music, and you're waiting for the chant of Rudy to start.
Well, I'll tell you what, speaking of that, yeah, it is football season. Are you going to the game tomorrow?
No.
Okay, do you want to go to the game tomorrow? I mean, are you that interested in spring football?
Not really.
Okay, thanks, Jay. Appreciate the call. 1-888-455-ESPN. Yeah, it does get you in the football mood, and this is a good weekend to be in the football mood. Different schools have different spring games. Like we said, Shadron State, and I know that their spring game was about the time everybody here started spring football. It was a month ago. So nobody's in the mood for a spring football.
They're
Florida's
little...
had theirs. Oklahoma, Alabama. A lot of teams have already had their spring game. This fits well for a state that doesn't have anything else going on besides Nebraska athletics and Nebraska football.
You know, Kansas held theirs on Monday night. Less than 10,000 showed up at Kansas.
Well, because they had weather. It was postponed from the weekend.
But less than 10,000, and that's your Orange Bowl champions. That surprises me. You know, you certainly think
they're still a basketball school, like we had with Rich Price on yesterday talking Kansas baseball. They're a basketball school. They just come off the national championship. You're surprised by that?
By 10,000? Yeah, I'm shocked by that. The proximity you've got to your fan base, Lawrence, Kansas City, metro area, 10,000, shame on you, Jayhawk fan. Shame on you. Support that deal. You won the Orange Bowl title for the first time in, well, ever, I think. Maybe one time in the 60s.
Okay, well, so you're going to start me on a whole different tangent. How many people go watch Nebraska Midnight Madness basketball? All right, there you go. Kansas packed. It's different. They're a basketball school. They sell out for basketball. They tailgate for basketball. They stand in line for days for basketball. Their football program has been good 1 year. One season.
That's what I mean. The excitement level.
Time.
The excitement level just non-existent.
Were they lined up when Nebraska went to the NCAA basketball tournament? No. Not everybody is football insane like the state of Nebraska.
That's fine. But when you're crazed about basketball, what's Fog Allen hold? 12,000?
You could put 50 in it. How many people went to the... they had to move it to the football stadium when they won the national championship, Daddy. They had to move it to the football stadium to have the pep rally because there was something like 50 or 60,000 people that showed up.
I'm saying when they stand in line and they get their little tents out for their tickets, there's 12,000. There's not 78,000. There's not 82,000.
Right, they're a basketball school. It's not their fault that it won't hold anymore.
Well, very few basketball stadiums do hold that. But I'm saying 10,000, that's an embarrassment. Embarrassment!
I totally disagree. Totally disagree with you on this. It holds no, 1-888-455-ESPN. Let's go to the phone lines. No, let's go to the email here. Debt Popper inbox on a different subject before we go into break here. D squared. That's Doug and Daddy, I guess. I assume that's what that means. I am so tired of hearing people talk about Steve McNair being a Hall of Famer. Let's compare two careers. McNair threw for 31,304 yards and 174 touchdowns in his career. Now I'm going by the email here. Derek, you say all this information is accurate.
Yep, it's all accurate.
Another quarterback during the same 13 years threw for 3,413 yards more than McNair and the same number of touchdowns. The second quarterback's name? Kerry Collins. Granted, I don't think Kerry Collins made the Pro Bowl three times in his 13-year career like McNair did, but that screams of Hall of Fame, doesn't it? Fast Willie. McNair, 119 interceptions. Kerry Collins, 172. McNair played when he wasn't hurt. Collins, well, he rode the pine quite a bit because he wasn't as good. But Kerry Collins didn't win a Super Bowl, right?
No. Well, neither did McNair.
No.
I mean, no.
Collins got to a Super Bowl.
Well, so
McNair got
about
to a Super Bowl.
A foot short.
That's weird is what that is. No, McNair was in the Super Bowl.
No, but
he was a foot short of winning the Super Bowl. It's weird. What do you think? Steve McNair has retired. What do you think? Hall of Fame quarterback?
Boy, I think he just convinced me no. Not even no.
He definitely won't be a first. He won't be a first balloter. What will probably happen with Steve McNair because they have the idiotic rule in the NFL that between, what is it, 4 and 7 people go in every year? Well, somewhere along the line, there's 8 6 7 8 years down the road, whatever it happens to be, there's going to be a drop-off or a weak class, and Steve McNair will get into the Hall of Fame that way.
3,000 more yards. So Kerry Collins threw for 34,000 yards in the NFL.
I will say this. You know what the biggest comparison, because you picked Kerry Collins? Toughness. Now, whether toughness is something you should use to get into the Hall of Fame, I don't know. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, we've got a whole lot more. We'd love to have you fire your emails to Daddy, to myself, about the spring game, about anything else that's going on, horse racing, baseball. Got a lot going on this weekend. All you have to do is send it to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Dent Popper, home of the Arma lining, whether it's a truck bed or boat, Jeep, or even a golf cart, Dent Popper can protect it with a spray-on bed liner. Stop in and talk to Scott or Joel today for a free estimate. We will be back and talk a little horse racing with Fodder Park track announcer Steve Anderson right after this. Shake your money maker like somebody about to pay you. I see you on my way. He's at the 20, the 10. He shoots. He scores.
Wait a minute. That's not how it goes.
April 27th at 3 o'clock. That's exactly how it goes. Phelps Memorial Health Center of Holdridge brings you Husker Hoops. Former Husker football players will attempt to take on local basketball talent to raise money for the youth mentoring program Teammates, created by Tom Osborne. There will be drawings, games, dancers, cheerleaders. You can register to win an autographed football signed by Husker football players and coaches. All money raised will go to Teammates. Husker Hoops, April 27th at 3 o'clock in the Holdridge High School Gymnasium.
We just have to make more plays on offense. I have to make more plays.
That's certainly not how we want to play.
Defense was down there.
I've never coached like that in my life. I sure tell you he'll start right now.
Kick is on its way. It's sailing for the upright.
No!
Oh, God!
No!
What's the matter? Wake up!
What?
Are you having a nightmare? What?
I had a horrible dream. The Huskers fired Solich. But then they didn't replace him with Pelini like we thought. And then horrible things happened.
Calm down, calm down. Solich did get fired, but Pelini is the coach.
You mean it was all a bad dream and Pelini is the coach?
Yes, Pelini's the coach.
Just like Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz, Pam and Bobby Ewing, and the last 4 years of Regis and Kathy Lee, bad dreams do end. Spring is here, and that means the red and white game is here with Bo Pelini and company in charge. 11 o'clock Saturday morning on The Breeze, 94.5 FM and KHAS Radio, 1230 AM.
The right team can make a big difference when planning your personal financial strategy. At Platte Valley State Bank, they understand your needs, know what it takes, and have the resources to get it done. Whether you want online banking, a personal loan, or need investment options, they are ready to help and are prepared to build a financial relationship with you that will truly make a difference. If you need more from your banker, contact Kim Dugan and Bev Stutzman in Grand Island, or in Kearney, contact Mandy Peterson and Marissa Sinclair. The right team can make a big difference, and Platte Valley State Bank has the team that's right for you. Member FDIC.
We'll see some lingering cloudiness, especially areas east of Kearney as we head through the day today. Otherwise, look for partly sunny skies with a slight chance of a shower early to the east as well. We'll see highs around 63 degrees with north winds of 10 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, skies become mostly clear with a low at 33. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 46.
Shake your money maker like somebody about to pay you. I see you on my radar. Don't you act like you're afraid of shit.
You know I got it. If you wanna come get it, stand next to the
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Also on the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. It's go time at Prairie Hills, where the new owners and new attitude and the remodeled clubhouse meet the challenge of giving you a great golf experience. Kurt, Curtis, and Nick have been working real hard over the last year to get Prairie Hills up to snuff and ready for you to get going. Prairie Hills, located just 10 miles north of Kearney on Highway 10. Weather actually supposed to be pretty decent this weekend. I know there's a lot going on with the spring game and football and Huskers and all that going on with baseball and UNK at home and Hastings College baseball at home. A lot of that's going on. Softball on the road, but baseball at home. But if you get some time and get out to golf, be sure you check out Prairie Hills. Call anytime for a tee time, and you can check them out on the web, prairiehillsgolf.com. PrairieHillsGolf.com, or you can check out our website at ESPNSuperstation.com and click on the Prairie Hills logo. Either place, you'll be able to see pricing for memberships as well as green fee punch cards with and without cards. And the clubhouse always stocked with refreshments. Come and see them today at Prairie Hills, just 10 miles north of Kearney on Highway 10.
Also check out the poll-in-one question.
Poll-in-one question this week, should there be consolation games at the Nebraska State Basketball and Volleyball Tournament? Really neck and neck. It is a last check this morning, 53% to 47%. Yes, there should be consolation games at the state tournament. Obviously, you voiced your opinion on that a long time ago.
Yeah, I've got different feelings on that. But nonetheless, happened to have on Good Morning America this morning. And the whole deal in Texas going on about David Koresh 15 years ago, they had a segment on that. So they bring in this guy, and he's a cult expert.
How does one
immediately remind it? Because I saw it. You know what it reminded me of? Die Hard. We now bring in hostage expert. You know, hostage you, hostage me. You know, while Psycho is trying to get that van to get out to the site. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah.
I just wondered how one would become a cult expert.
Well, you gotta, you know, how did Sean Callahan become a Husker insider? You know, how did you?
A lot of hard work.
Do anything? Yeah. I don't know. Do you want to be a cult expert?
No, I'm good. I'm good not being cult expert.
You want to be an expert at anything?
No, apparently not.
Evidently not. Coming up, another fun and exciting filled weekend of thoroughbred racing at Fauner Park, and we are pleased to welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show track announcer Steve Anderson. Steve, good morning.
Hey, Doug and Daddy, it's always a pleasure to hook up with you guys. It's been a while.
I know we've been, you know, you keep giving us some good leads otherwise, and so, you know, we work on that. But how's things going over at Fauner?
Well, you know, you're going to accuse me of taking the company line here and waving the green flag, but we have had an outstanding year, and second to none of the five now that I have personally been working for Fauner Park. Our Saturdays have been absolutely phenomenal, and I know you guys have been over there a time or two. They've just blown the lid off the cork, so to speak, or the cork off the lid, Daddy. Do I have that backwards? In terms of outstate simulcast mutual pools, we started going into Illinois a couple of Fridays ago, and the response has been absolutely overwhelming. I can easily say, after talking to folks that are sit on the board of the HBPA, which represent the horsemen here, that Fauner Park easily is up 20% in revenues, could mean in excess of $1 million in terms of gross handle just on live racing alone. So those are all positive things and what has really turned into a terrific year.
Well, Steve, I think a lot of people look ahead towards the biggest race of the year being held next week, the $100,000 Gusts of Fauner handicap. How many horses do we expect in that race, or do we know that at this point?
You know, I'd be disappointed if we had anything less than a full field, Tony, but we did get 32 nominations in. They closed a couple of days ago, and I've gone over a third of those now are what I consider local horses, horses that have run through our stakes program leading up almost to the day. The Dowd Mile run a week ago really has been a stepping stone for even the shippers that come in here, but we really didn't have anything that would qualify like that last week in the Dowd, and the local horses have really done phenomenally well. But out of the 20-some shipper horses that have been nominated, I would guess there's a real solid 9 players in there that are serious about coming into Fauner Park to participate next Saturday. Now, of those 9, how many will actually step forward and enter on Thursday? Hard to say, but we've got so much good local talent this year, a cut above what we've really experienced over the last couple of years, and there's some Nebraska breds in there as well. Again, I think we're going to get a full field one way or the other, which is always good news for the handicappers.
Well, let's get right after it. We'll talk a little bit more about it next week. Anything that really sticks out to you right away in this field?
Well, yeah, the defending champion nominated, Tap Dancing Mock. He's been running down at Churchill Downs on the Kentucky circuit. He came in from Gulfstream Park last year, had run against the great Invasor, guys. I don't know if you remember him from the Breeders' Cup 2 years ago. I had an opportunity to see him win the Breeders' Cup Classic at Churchill Downs a couple of years ago. So on class alone, Tap Dancing Mock was certainly a cut above the rest of the competition a year ago. Now, I've been led to believe that his connections aren't quite as serious about coming back to play this year for whatever reason. But I can tell you that Kelly Von Hemmel's got a horse entered in there, and you know the Von Hemmels generally are going to be represented in that Bossaman race, which, by the way, guys, they've reduced it to $75,000 this year. I want to clarify that so that I'm not accused of blowing smoke. This is the first year that we have not run for the 100 grander, so to speak, and there's a lot of factors in that. I hope it's not permanent. I really think, though, as I look back and see what happened at Omaha when they reduced their $100,000 race to $52,000 last year, that we might end up getting more interest in horses that think they're a little more qualified to run for a lesser pot. You know, it's just so hard to say, but we've got some nice horses that have been dropped in there. Wizana Bay is out of the Judy Hicklin barn that just won a stake race at Tampa Bay Downs, and I can go through a lot of horses that names probably won't sound recognizable to you guys, but on paper anyway, it shapes up right now, and it's very preliminary to make any judgments here, that it could at least be one of the nicest races from top to bottom that I've had the experience of participating with.
Steve, obviously a lot of those horses get shipped in for that one lone race. Of the local flavor that's there, obviously the defending champion has been over the track. What's one of the local horses that stands out to you that's ran this year on the track?
Well, let's go down the list here. One that really disappointed me last week that I thought would be right there at the wire in the Dowd Mile, which was a $20,000 prep race for the Bossman, was First Class Brass out of the Kelly Martinez barn. Now, we did a feature with rider Armando Martinez, who rode First Class Brass that day. He was second in the Omaha Gold Cup last summer. Really, really impressed me, so much so that I just can't get him out of my mind. But Armando told me he's leading at the top of the lane last week, and the Dowd just flattened out and stopped running. The horse bled, Tony, and if you know anything about horses, when they bleed through their Lasix, which is something that doesn't happen often, but it's common, once they get that taste of blood down in their lungs, they just absolutely fold up their tent and hope to come back and play another day. I look for First Class Brass to possibly be able to crack the top 10 for that Bossman race and come back and really make amends for what was a disappointing effort last week. There's another horse called Frogman Henry that had one start, only went three-quarters of a mile at First Asking a week ago. He's out of the Brian Roberts barn. He will improve if he gets a chance to go into the Bossman as they stretch out and run the mile and the 16th distance. A horse Steve Hall has, what a great name, Tony, the Nuts. Now, they scratched him last weekend, and I got in all kinds of trouble with this horse, but he's the real deal. He's a young Florida-bred horse. I don't know if, you know, again, they're real serious in entering him in this particular affair, but he's got a lot of talent that has yet to be disclosed, and the name is a classic, isn't it?
Well, he's got a lot of something.
I was sitting there, Steve-O. I saw it coming, and the way you finished it out the last time, I wish I had a tape of it because I believe it was. And in the ninth, scratch the Nuts. That was classic.
You know, it just kept coming out wrong, and it wasn't intentional. I will say this, guys. After that last time when I'm doing the post-parade, and once again, reminding everyone that the Nuts had been scratched, I went next door to the stewards, and I proposed the no-scratch, don't scratch the Nuts rule. I proposed that. And another thing I'm really leery of is no way can the Nuts ever run against It Takes Two Baby out of the Dave Anderson barn, which could happen next year, because I'll never be able to make the trip and get through that call.
It'll be the best race call since Combo Tuffy.
Oh, yes.
Hey, Steve-O, I want to leave a little something for Bossman Talk next week. What about what's going on this weekend? Because next week, Bossman, final weekend, the Derby, and the Swihart, still some good racing going on this weekend, though.
Oh, yeah. We want to remind your listeners, guys, we've only got 8 live racing days left, which is hard to believe. But we kick things off in week 10 this afternoon with 10 races on our Friday card. The opener goes at 3 p.m. We've got a 1:30 start for live racing on both Saturday and Sunday. We get to see the best 3-year-old Nebraska-bred horses on the grounds running tomorrow as part of a dual co-feature affair. We call it the Fauner Park Special Stakes. The Colts and Geldings team up in the ninth race, and yes, there is a standout in there. It Takes Two, Baby. I'd be really surprised if he bounces off of 2 back-to-back wins. The Philly division is wide open as far as I'm concerned. Marv Johnson has a horse called Tammy. Bob Rising has another horse called Deputy's Whirl that I think are going to be major players in here. But, you know, you guys have emailed me off and on over the course of this season having trouble cashing tickets. It's been a doubly difficult season at Fodder Park, and I think you can attribute it, one, to the win factor, which I'm now starting to use as part of my handicapping tools, and I think I've stumbled on to a little bit of a bias here because the wind just will not stop blowing. And another one is we have the best jockey colony, guys, from top to bottom that I can remember in recent memory, and this goes back over the course of 20, 30 years following Fodder Park Racing. So the jockeys at the bottom of the list, these guys are very capable race riders, and they have made it very difficult with marginal horses who've jumped up and thrown big races, and a lot of it has to do with the guys that are on their backs.
Well, Steve Anderson, we appreciate you giving us some time. Enjoy the weekend. We'll see you at the Gus Fodder Handicap.
Hey, look forward to it. As always, my pleasure, guys. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Steve. Track announcer Steve Anderson at Fodder Park. Be sure and get out there 3 o'clock today, post time, 1:30 over the weekend. Always great racing at Fodder Park. Speaking of great, have you ever tailgated before racing?
No, I've not.
There's a thought. Well,
at BT's Lounge.
Well, we've done things. We just don't go hang out in the parking lot. One of the reasons it's so windy.
Well, it's grill season.
It is grill season. Spring games everywhere, baseball everywhere. Time to be outside. You don't even need a game.
We'll give you a rundown of tailgating necessities. Sausages, snack sticks, burgers, steaks. Oh, yeah, and beer. Well, you can get all that at one place. Troutman's Quality Meats, Grill's best friend, across from Bob's Superstore, under T-Bone, the big steer on the sign out front waiting for you. Polish dogs, brats, hot brats, State Fair brats, jalapeno cheddar, which happened to be my favorite, all the grill seasonings you could ever want or need, USDA Choice Creekstone Farm Steaks. Best ground beef in town is ground fresh daily. Across from Bob's Superstore, under T-Bone, the big steer on the sign out front, Troutman's Quality Meats. Get there and check out array of steaks and meats for you and your grilling operation.
Perfect for the weekend, folks. Troutman's carrying the gang. It's just good stuff. We have breaking news, and so I shall turn this over to our resident hockey expert, Derek.
Well, thank you. The Tri-City Storm of the United States Hockey League announced today that Anthony DiCenzo has committed to play his college hockey at the University of Vermont for the 2009-2010 season.
Vermont, people.
Vermont.
Nickname is?
The Mount Pilliers?
No.
That'd be the capital of Vermont.
Guess what? Here's the deal. Derek, we got something to give away.
Yeah, we do. We have Wendy's.
We've got a little lunch combo with the Go Wrap. We've got a little lunch combo with the Go Wrap, drinks, fries, whatever you want at Wendy's. First caller through that knows the nickname of Vermont University, 1-888-455-ESPN. In fact, we'll give a couple of them away. First two people that get it right, 1-888-455-ESPN. You get a little combo from Wendy's. What is the nickname of Vermont University? Back with Jim Bovey, Hastings Baseball, and more after this.
Something wrong, sir? I will not tolerate this flagrant mockery of my intelligence!
Neener, neener, neener. Doug and Daddy will be right back to further insult your intelligence.
AutoZone. If you want to keep your car's tires and wheels looking great, all you have to do is get in the zone. Because now at AutoZone, you can get two bottles of Eagle One all-wheel and tire cleaner for just $7. That's right, two for $7. Just spray it on and hose it off. When it comes to everything you need to keep your car looking like new, you can count on AutoZone to have everything you want. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Baseball is celebrating a big birthday this summer, the 100th anniversary of Take Me Out to the Ball Game. To celebrate, Baby Ruth is holding the Take Me Out to the Ball Game video contest. The winner gets to lead the singing of Take Me Out to the Ball Game at the 2008 MLB All-Star Game at Yankee Stadium. So enter your video at MLB.com/Baby Ruth. Baby Ruth from Nestle. Savor the good stuff. No purchase necessary. Contest ends. Entries must be received by 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time, 5:26:08. Void where prohibited. For official rules and to enter, visit MLB.com/Baby Ruth.
Doctors of Chiropractic are trained physicians in the art and science of spinal manipulation. They use this training to treat a wide variety of conditions, such as neck pain, back pain, headaches, and most sports injuries. For 17 years, Dr. John Klingensmith has provided chiropractic care that focuses on total body wellness. Maybe that's why in a recent Gallup poll survey, 90% of chiropractic patients judge their care as effective. So the next time life bangs you around, see Dr. John Klingensmith at Klingensmith Family Chiropractic. Call for an appointment today, 234-4940.
This year's Fall and Winter High School Sports Podcast on ESPNSuperstation.com will only be available through June 1st, so download your favorites today.
We'll see some lingering cloudiness, especially areas east of Kearney as we head through the day today. Otherwise, look for partly sunny skies with a slight chance of a shower early to the east as well. We'll see highs around 63 degrees with north winds of 10 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, skies become mostly clear with a low at 33. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 46.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Well, you know what a 22-inning game and a 5K fun run have in common for you?
They're both too long.
But for the athletes and all of us, tomorrow, the UNK fun run going on.
Yes, it is. This Saturday, 9 o'clock in the morning is go time. You can run, you can walk. Only $10 for all UNK students, $20 for any community members that would like to participate. All participants will receive a T-shirt with their registration. Proceeds from the race will go to the Student Scholarship Fund. For an entry form, you can go to www.unk.edu or go to our website, ESPNSuperstation.com, and check under the local events tab. Get the information there. Go check it out tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock. Run or walk, doesn't matter. $20 if you're out there, just a community member wants to participate. I believe you meet at the stadium. Meet at Carol Cope and Ron Cope Stadium, the football field at UNK, and enjoy the run/walk event.
New York Yankees Jabba Chamberlain's father making some progress, remaining hospitalized. Manager Joe Girardi saying yesterday that Jabba Chamberlain told him his dad was up to rehab twice yesterday. Girardi is not sure when his setup man will rejoin the Yankees. If Chamberlain is not ready to return to the team after 7 days, Brian Cashman of the Yankees can reapply to the commissioner's office for another stint. Players on the bereavement list can be inactive for 3 to 7 days. I imagine if things are going well, hopefully they are, Jawa will probably be heading back to catch up with New York, who will be back on the road after coming home and splitting two games with Boston.
A lot of baseball going on. Douglas, you mentioned the 22-inning baseball game last night. San Diego Padres and the Colorado Rockies. Anytime the Rockies are involved, you always expect maybe a 15 to 12 if it goes 22 innings. No, 2 to 1.
It was scoreless through 13, and then they both had to score in the 14. I got to think at this point in the season, you're going, are you kidding me? Okay, so you score in the top of the 14th, we're done. let's play eight more. Did have a winner of Vermont Catamounts. And that's where Anthony DeCenzo is going for the Tri-City Storm. Had a couple of Wendy's winners. Derek.
Yeah, Luke from Hastings, Miles from Kearney, both knew it.
So congratulations. We'll give you a chance to win more Wendy's combo meals in the very near future. But right now, we're talking a little baseball. Hastings College is home for a pair of doubleheaders this weekend. And we are pleased to be joined by the head coach, Jim Bovee, on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Well, we're doing great. Of course, Dana coming in tomorrow and Mount Marty on Sunday. You have been, the beneficiary a little bit of the bad weather because a lot of these games had to be moved out of South Dakota to beautiful Duncan Field because you guys could handle them.
If we can play the games on our schedule as they stand, we'll have played 20 of 24 league games at home and have not left the state to play them. And the good news is 4 or 5 years ago we had a rule that said if we switched them, the next year we'd switch them back. And now we do not have that policy.
Yeah.
So some of these people have to come down to our place a couple years in a row. In fact, Morningside has made 6 straight trips to Hastings between tournaments and regular games and move games since the last time we played up there.
Interesting. I don't think that's ever happened before. To your knowledge, has anything like that happened?
No, typically you'll get a doubleheader or two a year that might be changed just in the league. And, we've moved also. As the furthest west and the furthest south, the weather tends to be a little better, or at least it leaves here quicker. I know today we're in sunshine, and a lot of the other teams in the league still have rain going right now.
Coach, how much has it benefited you? I know you haven't won every single one of these baseball games, obviously.
Well, I don't know if it benefits you as much on game day because that team still gets the bat last. But you hope that maybe by the end of the season the wear and tear of traveling and things like that, we've saved 4 nights in hotels that we did not have to spend because of these changes. And you know, we're in a situation where UNK is too. We do an awful lot of traveling early in the year, and you hope that maybe saving some late in the year will keep your guys a little fresher, and we hope down the home stretch here that might prove to be as much of a benefit from this as playing the games at home.
Coach, it seems like when your team has struggled, it's been because defensively you guys have let yourselves down, and it's led to big innings. What have you had to do to correct some of those things as you head down the stretch here?
Well, I think you're exactly right. If you look at our stats, our fielding percentage is far below what our opponent is, and we've struggled defensively at third. You know, we had Pat Morey, who has been a good third baseman for us, but we felt we were stronger if we played him at second, which is his normal position. And we've struggled a little bit to find consistency at third. And what complicates things for us is we do not have a strikeout pitching staff. You know, we don't get 6, 7, 8 strikeouts in a 7-inning game. And so our pitchers really rely on their defense, and it's been tough for them to have some errors made behind them. And you know, it really puts your pitchers not much margin for error when there's going to be some errors behind them. And your offense, you don't want to go in feeling like you got to score 10 runs every game to win. So much of it does go back to the defense.
You've had a little bit of a – we talked about it towards the beginning of the season. Joe John Chiquette, he's leading your team, .380 batting average. Brett Compliment has been right there for you. You're still, it seems, looking for some of these young kids to take that next step right now.
Oh, we are. You know, Joe's hitting about .500 in the league, and Brett's hitting about .450, and the rest of the team's hitting about .250. you know, I can only bat them in 2 spots out of 9, and we've moved Joe up to the leadoff spot just to try to give us a spark up there, and he's been able to do that. But you're right, we need, you know, what happens with young kids is you can go 0 for 3 and still contribute. You get a walk, you move a runner, you drive in a runner from third base, and our problem with our 0 for 3 is it's a strikeout with a runner on third and nobody out, and it's not drawing a walk or getting hit by a pitch, and that's something those young guys go through, and you hope after 40 games or whatever it is we play, they're starting to get better in that area, and some days they do and some days they don't, and that's really been the story of our season. You know, we can play 3-4 innings, and we look about as good as anybody in the league, and then we can play 3-4 innings, and, you know, we don't look like a very good college team.
Coach, after 40 games, a couple young players that have really made a mark and stepped up and then filled the shoes that you thought they could fill?
Well, you know, I'm pretty happy with our third and fourth starter. David Bates is a freshman from Colorado Springs that when he came in, I thought he might help us a little more in the infield than as a pitcher, and he's really come in and helped us more as a pitcher. And then Josh Stovall, who's, you know, right out here at Hastings, who's a sophomore, but it's his first year here with us at Hastings, just got bumped into the 4-man rotation and actually beat Dakota Wesleyan earlier this week in a 2-1 game, and he had thrown really well against UNK and York, so we decided to give him a shot. So those two guys on the pitching staff, and then Joe Piscatelli, who is kind of a utility guy for us, is another freshman who had some good numbers offensively.
We're talking with Jim Bovey, the head baseball coach at Hastings College. Again, it's Dana and Mount Marty this weekend. Northwestern and Briarcliff have really kind of separated themselves from the pack in the conference, but then you look at the number of teams that are between 9 wins and 6 wins in the conference so far this year, and it totals 9. You guys could make up a lot of ground this weekend.
Well, we sure could. You know, this is the same situation. You know, the schedule is pretty much the same every year. And the last several years, the 8 games we just got done playing has been our toughest part of the schedule. And 2 years ago, you know, we came into this situation similar to what we are these next 8 games, and we went 7-1. And actually bumped ourselves all the way up to third in the league. Last year we went 4-4 and ended up not making the tournament for the first time in 10 or 11 years. So the games are there. You know, we're not at the point yet where we need all this help. We could take care of business ourselves if we could really get on a roll. But, you know, we have not put together 3, 4, 5 games in a row where we've played really well. You know, 2's been about our limit. So, you know, if we're going to find a time to do it, now would be the time, and we'd like to win enough games where we don't have to do a bunch of scoreboard and internet watching.
Coach, heading down the stretch here, any concern that once you get on the road there's going to be an uncomfortable factor thrown in there?
Well, in some ways, I almost think we're better off when we bat first. You know, the games that we've come out, we've given up a couple runs in the first, we have not been as mentally resilient as I'd like us to be that, you know, well, we'll just get those right back. And then some of the games where we've been able to come out and score right away have actually been some of our better ball games. So, you know, there's a comfort of playing home for your pitchers just because in our yard, you know, you don't fear the 3-run homer. But
certainly true.
You know, I don't know. It's hard to say that going back on the road is going to be difficult for us. I think a lot of it with a young team like this is just what kind of start we get off to, and if our pitcher comes out and really looks like he's on in the beginning.
Well, Coach, we sure appreciate you giving us an update and some time here, and best of luck here down the stretch, and hopefully we'll get a chance to talk again at conference tournament time.
Okay, well, I appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, Jim. Jim Bovee, head baseball coach, Hastings College, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. They've played the tough teams in the conference. Of course, when you got nine teams squished within three wins of each other, but they've already played Northwestern, they've already played Briarcliff. Three of their final four series are scheduled to be at home over the next 2 weekends. Hastings definitely has a chance to move all the way up to third or fourth.
It just seems like every time, you know, these teams that have four, five, six run innings against them, it's a ball hit to the second baseman or shortstop or somewhere where it's a double play ball, and the ball gets misplayed, and then all of a sudden, boom, the six spots put up, and you're behind the eight ball. They clean this up. I expect them to put up quite a few more wins this year.
Well, we'll find out how it all breaks out, and when we come back, a little more talk on the spring game and a shout-out to some fans in Yankton right after this.
And now, here's another in our series of things that happened during the Doug and Daddy Show commercial breaks that you can be glad you didn't hear.
Well, stop licking yourself. That's disgusting.
Makes you look forward to the breaks, doesn't it?
Next time you're out on the bricks in downtown Kearney, be sure to make the Roman your destination for fine Italian pasta, pizza, and gourmet sandwiches. Roman's intimate decor, fine wine, and well-stocked martini bar will enhance your dining experience along with a variety of live entertainment. For catering, let the Roman's expertise serve you for special events and parties at your location or theirs. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 5 p.m. till 1 a.m., with dinner served till 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday. Pizza and sandwich delivery till midnight.
Stay at Mike Rotellians and Suites is more than comfortable, and why wouldn't it be? With a plush, cozy bed to lie down on and new stylish decor to make you feel right at home? Oh, and the free high-speed wireless internet and free local and long-distance calls that allow you to keep in touch when you're worlds away. Plus, you wake up every morning to a complimentary continental breakfast. While your MicroPass card gets you one night closer to a free stay. For quality, affordable, and accessible accommodations, visit MicroTelIn.com.
Hey, Greeny.
Yes, Golding.
Yeah, sure, throwback jerseys are cool, but unless you're a pro athlete, your look should be fresh. So head to Van Heusen Week at the men's store inside JCPenney.
Stop in to find a great selection and lowest prices of the season, like 50% off all Van Heusen sports shirts and knit tops, 50% off all Van Heusen big and tall sports shirts. You'll even get Van Heusen dress shirts and ties for just $19.99.
Van Heusen Week. Skip the throwback and throw on something new. The men's store inside JCPenney is a smart place to get in, find it, and get out. JCPenney.
I'm Drew Anderson with the Cincinnati Reds, and you are listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see some lingering cloudiness, especially areas east of Kearney as we head through the day today. Otherwise, look for partly sunny skies with a slight chance of a shower early to the east as well. We'll see highs around 63 degrees with north winds of 10 to 15 miles per hour. For tonight, skies become mostly clear with a low at 33. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 46.
Bo Pelini was a good fit in all three areas. As you know, Bo was here in 2003 and took a defense that in 2002 was pretty mediocre. And in 2003, it became a very good defense. I think we led the nation in turnovers gotten. And this year, that was somewhat of a problem, as you may know. And so his defensive credentials are outstanding. Bo has a reputation of being very straightforward, very honest, and that's something the players like, something that they appreciate very much. So I think the leadership issues are certainly very important. He has a good understanding of the state, you know, the importance of walk-ons, the importance of football to the state, and I think that's an important thing to have a handle on. I'm glad Bo's here. I'll turn it over to Bo, who's next head coach at Nebraska.
Amen, fearless leader. Amen.
That's for you, Daddy.
But I'm excited to be here. I'm excited for the opportunity. This is a special place. We were only here for whatever it was, 9 months, a year, whatever it was. It seemed like about 3 years. You recognize something special, not only the state, the city of Lincoln, everything associated with Nebraska football and really the University of Nebraska is very special.
Doug and Daddy's show, spring game tomorrow, 1 o'clock. There's another thing. That tunnel walk better not suck tomorrow either.
I agree with that.
All right.
For about the last 2 years, it has stunk.
There's portions of it I like, but, you know, so much can be done. Let's do it right. And it'll be interesting what they do tomorrow. Probably keep it basic while they're working on whatever the new thing will be for the fall.
By the way, if you haven't attended a Nebraska baseball game this year, they have a pseudo version of the tunnel walk as well, which is pretty cool. With obviously the screen's not as big as the scoreboard is in right field, but nonetheless, it still gets you going a little bit.
So something nice gets you going.
Oh, and this weekend it's supposed to be nice when you're doing whatever it is you're doing. Maybe you're staying home working on the yard.
And you just go, what am I even doing? I need to bring a little life to this landscape.
Residential or commercial, you can call for a free estimate. Get a hold of Matt and the gang, 237-4805, or check out the website, curbit.net. Get a hold of them today. They have got stamped curbing. They've got border application. Doesn't matter. Tree edging or circles, pathways, playgrounds, sandboxes, ponds or pools. You can go a lot of curbing, more economical and durable than traditional lawn edging. You can do whatever it is in which you want. They're going to give you a free estimate. That's all you got to talk to Matt and the gang about. 237-4805, Curbit, Inc. They're bringing life to landscapes, residential and commercial.
Royals, well, didn't get her done last night. Garrett Anderson drove in 3 runs. The Angels beat the Royals by a score of 5-3. NFL news. Jared Allen, probably not going to be a Chief, so Kansas City will get worse. They are openly looking to trade the leading sacker in the NFL last year.
Well, that's one of the only good parts of that team.
11 members to the 11th annual Brooke Barringer Citizenship Team, including Grand Island's Todd Peterson and Tyler Wertmann. This is quite an honor. It's, well, you're supposed to take care of business. You kind of are an outstanding citizen if you're on this. Joe Gans, Cody Glenn, the kickers, Dan Titchener and Jake Wesch, Aaron Gillespie, among those that are on that squad.
Only 11 people, is that correct, Doug?
I believe so.
11 people, so congratulations to those fellas.
Scotty Shaw of Hastings College, she is the GPAC track athlete of the week after winning the 1500 at the Concordia Invite. Adam Bermude, a senior out of Shelton who attends Doan, is the field athlete of the week after placing first in the javelin. Wonder how much javelin he threw at Shelton.
I think that's probably something new he tried once college came around.
Let's go to the website and go to the web page here, and then after you go there where you can send us emails, or you can go to the blog, or you can go to the podcast. It's all ESPNSuperstation.com. Podcast brought to you, of course, by Cunningham's Journal and The Loft. If you missed our interview today with Hastings coach Jim Bovey or Fauner track announcer Steve Anderson or Kansas coach Rich Price from yesterday, Sean Callahan, our Husker insider, anybody that we had on this week, Mitch Sherman from the Omaha World Herald to talk a little bit about the baseball team, just log on to the website, ESPNSuperstation.com, and go to the podcast. Let's go to the Debt Popper inbox. Evidently, we've got some fans or some listeners. We got some listeners.
More listeners.
And the word cult is actually used in here, and you brought up cult earlier, from the folks up in South Dakota. Began listening to your show during our basketball team's run during the Elite Eight in Kearney. And during the past 2 weeks, your following up here has grown into a cult-like experience. Each day at 11, about 15 to 20 of us gather and listen, and they want to know who this Big Daddy Bozo is. Did you get some headshots, by the way? Can we send them, you know, maybe an autographed photo or two?
I'll send him an autograph photo, all right.
And then it goes on to belittle us a little bit about wanting to know if we know anything about sports. And that's from members of the USD softball team at all, but they were here for basketball. You know, one thing I do know about sports, Daddy, Northern Kentucky won the Division II women's basketball championship here in Kearney. I know that. That's a fact. I know that.
Oh, yeah, what do you say? Thanks so much for the email, and we appreciate that. Hopefully, wherever you're playing this weekend, you drive safe and you won't crash.
And you go 0-4. No. Thanks. Whatever kind of entertainment it is we give you, there it is. Glad to have you along.
Hey, we want to thank Bonner Park track announcer Steve Anderson for joining us on the show today. Jim Bovey, Hastings College head baseball coach, for joining us. UNK is going to wrap up football this weekend as well. We're going to catch up with head coach Daryl Morris next week. We'll have some special Husker insiders joining us. Going to effort Todd Peterson, Tyler Wertman, some of the Husker coaching staff to talk about spring ball, all that and a whole lot more coming up next week. Steve Anderson will join us again to talk about the Bosselman, which is coming up at Bonner Park next weekend. So all that, and of course, a little Husker baseball as well, coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show next week.
Hey, enjoy the weekend. We know it's busy out there, and be safe whether you're driving around, especially if you're in Dawson County. I understand they got quite a bit of money for sting operations this weekend, so be safe.
Sweet. Sweet.
Imagine that.
I guess you're going to have to go drink juice. Thanks for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll see you Monday.
1460 and 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game. Hey.